Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Did you miss me? Because I definitely missed you guys.
Oh, yes, we did miss you.
It's good to be back. Mm-hmm. I went to Africa or something. Listen, we have an amazing show for you guys, so sit back and let us dish on the latest celebrity news. Now, before we get things popping off, we got to say what's up to the L.A. crew. What up, y'all?
Hey, everybody.
What up?
Popping.
Now, Gary, you're still out on the longest date ever, but no worries. We still got you covered. Now, later, Portia is going to spill all the tea about all her time at BravoCon. And did Lady Gaga finally walk down the aisle? But first, what's going on with you, Bratzy?
Well, it looks like Kanye West might be on the VIP list of heaven, y'all.
Hey.
The Jesus is King rapper stopped by Pastor Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas on Sunday, where he gave a spiritual speech partially about himself. Take a look.
The devil stole all the good producers. The devil stole all the good musicians, all the good artists, all the good designers. Now, the greatest artist that God has ever created is now working for him. I would like for everybody to be completely silent so I can let God flow through me as I speak to you guys today.
Wow.
I can't take this guy seriously, y'all.
Brad, the way he was building up, it sounded like he was about to invite everybody to come join him at Death Row.
Okay. I mean, what happened to giving God all the glory
that's
and all
right,
the praise? You're
right.
In
that
church.
Part.
That's
like,
what was
you.
Missing. Can you put yourself last or, you know what I'm saying? Like, at least, why do you have to let your ego take over and say, you know, God created it? Actually,
I guess Kim is right there in the front row with North sitting right next to her. So basically, I mean, and this is a super duper mega church.
Oh,
this is where the Rockets used to play, and they packed that place every single Sunday,
Jesus.
Probably for multiple sermons. So, I mean, it is, I mean, he is looking to take over like a Joel Osteen type of mega church.
I understand that, but do y'all think he's ready? Because also being a pastor of a big church like that, your wife, does Kim really, did she sign up for this to be a first wife?
I don't think so.
I think Kim signed up for the publicity for sure. I think she loves being a part of all the craziness. You know what I'm saying? Like, I find it just seems very self-serving, and I just think it's like a money grab, y'all. It's one big money grab. That's what I think.
But, okay, you know what it is? Normally when in our black churches, this is what we say. They probably say it in y'all's too. They say, let the Lord use you. He up there saying, I'm about to let the Lord use me.
He about to use the Lord.
Right. Can I get a moment of silence?
What I'm about to do.
Well, let's let the Lord rest a little bit, and let's move on, and I want us all to say, cha-ching! Since we are talking about money. Seriously, cha-ching. You guys, the world's youngest billionaire is Kylie Jenner. We've talked about that. You know that. Well, now she's selling 51% of her stake in Kylie Cosmetics. She is selling it to a company called Coty for $600 million.
Wow.
So now she's not a billionaire anymore. She was a billionaire when she owned the whole thing. Now she's just a $600 millionaire.
Oh.
Yep. So now she's going to go fund me again so we can get back up to billion.
Or I say, go fund yourself. So now she's going to stay on as creative leader, and the reason for this partnership is to expand her brand globally, because if you know about Coty products you can get at Target, at Walmart,
everywhere.
Some of the stuff in the grocery store. I mean, so it's not
really?
Just...
Makeup at the grocery store?
I have.
Is it right next to all the gum and stuff at the checkout?
An impulse buy. You know, I think I need eyeshadow.
I need a Kit Kat and some mascara.
Now, in an official press release, she said, I'm excited to partner with Cody to continue to reach even more fans of Kylie Cosmetics and Kylie Skin around the world. I look forward to continuing the creativity and ingenuity for each collection that consumers have come to expect and engaging with my fans across social media.
So we're going to find Kylie Cosmetics by the salami section?
I mean, maybe.
Well, if this is not thirst trapping in a song, I don't know what is. Yeah. So Big Sean reunited with ex Jhené Aiko, right?
Jhené
Aiko?
I got it right. Good job.
She is something else. And her new song, None of Your Concern, which talks about their roller coaster relationship. Now, great song, but Big Sean's lyrics about his sexual abilities has caused Twitter
to
just go crazy. I guess in the song, the rapper revealed that he made the singer climax 9 times in one day. Yeah, so just listen to it.
Whoa. Wait.
No, there's not a day in these modern times you haven't crossed my mind. We both crossed the line. Seems like I needed you more than I needed myself. Just like I always felt like cheating on you would be cheating myself. To me, that's just some dumb for you to say we done with. Trying to speak your heart, trying to make your mark, then go deeper and make a scar. But every time I lay down, I think about you naked. And if you find my replacement, how could you? I made 9 times in one day. You'll come in the van. My realize you look as good as you.
That song is great. That video was great. Everything is.
He said she look as good as she tag.
Has anyone climaxed 9 times in one day? I'm just asking
please
for your
let
mother.
Me start
yeah,
that.
Who here is going to admit
no,
this?
You're right. All saying, oh, it's sexy, this, that, anything. Any woman knows. I hear that, I just think, okay, number one, I'm chafed. I'm dehydrated.
You're chafed?
I'm annoyed.
Oh, you're definitely chafed.
You're chafing?
You're getting chafed. If you,
unless you're on a drug and you don't even know that it's being
split. No, it's
split.
Here's what you want. You
it's
going to
be like striking
nine.
A match
give
at some
give me
point.
One big one. I'm good to go. We'll talk tomorrow.
Then she's snoring.
Thank you.
Yes, no one's need 9.
Am I even still participating by the 9th one? Or
you're basically then like a dead body. I think they make a beautiful couple. I think they should get back together again. She has his damn face tattooed on her. So it's
because
like
he made her climax 9 times. That's why.
That's a monumental wall of fame kind of thing.
I would paint his face on my face.
That's a whole sleeve worth.
True. Let's get that guy that writes on a grain of rice down at the boardwalk.
I love the song. Yeah, I love the video. It's dope as hell.
They had women on Twitter questioning all their whole life. Like, is this what girls are getting?
Okay.
Right. Some girls are like, I'm not even sure I have one.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. See, I know Colin Kaepernick has had his share of trouble with the NFL after standing up or actually taking a knee for his beliefs. Now, over the weekend, he was scheduled to do an NFL workout in hopes of landing a new contract. But Colin claimed the NFL would not allow him to have the media at the private workout. So at the last minute, he did a little pump fake and made it public and moved it to a high school.
Love it.
So this had Jay-Z less than happy. Now, Jay-Z blasted Colin saying this move turned the real opportunity into a publicity stunt. What? Now, following the workout, Colin spoke with scouts from the Redskins, Jets, and the Chiefs, but he's yet to sign a contract. What y'all think?
I know Frank's not for it, but I think I am, because if they didn't let media into the workout they originally had set for him, then they could say, nah, he doesn't look good.
He doesn't look
that great. Yep. No, I'm not having you do that. I want media.
No, just because it's a private NFL event doesn't mean there's nobody there who would speak the truth about how good he looked. I think this is the NFL giving you an opportunity to come back to the game that you say you love and you're ready for, and you canceling it on them and going to some open public thing. I'm with Jay-Z on this one. You did this to make a public spectacle as opposed to actually getting back into the NFL. I think that, you know, you're done with the NFL. It's time for Colin Kaepernick to accept that. He needs to go join the WWE.
But why is Jay-Z so hard set on, like, saying negative things about Colin? I understand he's now over the Super Bowl and all that, but why you got to be, you know, calling him out, trying to make it look like a publicity stunt?
Maybe Jay-Z, since he's in bed with the NFL now with the whole halftime show, he's the one who gave a good word for Colin and said, let him have this open work or this closed workout, whatever it is, but let him work out again. And they said, okay, Jay-Z, for you, we'll do that. And then Colin Kaepernick went and did something else. He's like, dude, I was trying to help you out.
They did say that Jay-Z had some influence over him. Getting a tryout. They said he was involved. But on the flip side of that there were situations where Jay-Z was like, yeah, we talked to Colin's people. This is when he took the job as being, you know, in bed with the NFL. Uh-huh. And Colin's people was like, yo, we never talked to Jay-Z.
Exactly.
So there's serious trust issues going on.
Yeah.
Somebody somewhere is lying. And Colin's trying to protect his overall narrative and image.
And image, man.
And I'm not mad at him for it either.
I'm not either. I'm not either. Go ahead,
just
bro.
Give him a head and shoulders ad and call it a day.
Stop it.
On Sesame Street.
The man has fantastic hair.
All right, y'all. Well, BravoCon was held over the weekend, and of course, I was there. So I'll give you all of the tea after the break. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
That's right. It's time for another Real Housewives of Atlanta update, y'all. Portia, girl, this past weekend, you and your broken foot just set it up to New York City and joined some of your Real Housewives of Atlanta castmates and other Bravo celebrities at BravoCon.
Yes.
BravoCon, for those of you who don't know, is a three-day event for all things in the Bravo sphere where fans and Bravo influencers can come together and celebrate their fandom. Girl, did I explain that right?
You explained it exactly right.
Bravo celebrities in Bravo sphere. Mm-hmm, yes, darling.
Honey. That panel was so fun.
Really?
Our fans go, they're hardcore, right?
Right.
So this whole BravoCon was really a thank you to the fans to let them in on the world of Bravo. So any Bravo celebrity and for the Housewives, a couple of us were there to represent, and our panel was off the chain, honey.
So is it safe to say that there's a Bravo television universe? Kind of like the Marvel Cinematic one?
That really
people
is.
People can geek out over, like, you know, all things Bravo and Housewives.
Yes, these people really are invested in us. Like, when you meet them, it's like they already know you.
They know everything about you.
Yes,
like a walking Wikipedia for all these guys' lives.
Right. And when they saw my foot, they were like, oh, my God, like, you still came? I'm like, yes, honey, I pushed through, literally. Okay.
So was your entrance dramatic? Did you come in on a wheelchair?
I did.
Oh, God.
Kay was like, bitch, you're stealing the attention.
We should have known.
No, it was fun. I'm glad I could roll on through it. Well, speaking of housewives, this is cold-blooded, y'all. Exes Kelsey and Camille Grammer have been divorced for almost a decade, but they're still bad blood. In a recent interview on In Depth with Graham Bensinger, the actor is claiming Camille asked him for a divorce on the day of his mother's funeral.
Mm.
Take a look.
The day of my mother's funeral, my previous, my third wife, basically had an explosion about something, and started to tell me, oh, you know, I'm out of this, I'm out of here. Again, you know, I want a divorce, blah, 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 blah. Which we'd had the same conversation for, you know, 8 years. And it was tiresome. And I realized at that moment that I was done with her.
Cold-blooded. But sometimes when a relationship is dead, it will take for it to be like a funeral or something that's a very awakening moment for you to look at that person, because it happened to me at my grandmother's funeral. The person I was with just happened to be there, and I was sitting in that limo looking across from them like, you know what? It is over. Like, today is the day.
And I feel like something hits you in those moments where it's like the quality of life means so much more to you. You realize how short life is.
Yep.
And you make a decision for yourself that I'm not going to live like this.
So you're pro Camille in this situation.
I ain't pro no damn body. I don't know these people.
We don't know these people.
All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Yes, it is, my friends, and this will make a great gift for the holidays. Now, who needs to look at their cell phone when you can have everything you need on a smartwatch with multifunction? Now, listen, this ain't your run-of-the-mill timepiece. You also can receive and make phone calls and send text messages. And don't worry about missing out on the tea, because you can keep up with everyone on social media apps like Facebook and Twitter.
Really? Wow, that's a lot.
Yes, it is, Portia, and with this little gadget right here, you can have an activity tracker that'll help monitor your steps, distance, and calories. It also has a health monitor that monitors your heart rate and detects your blood pressure and oxygen levels while you get tight and right in the gym. And you can control your music and set 3 groups of alarms, wake-up calls, so you can get to Dish on time after being turned up all night.
Hey! Okay, this is so cute. How much, head crack?
Now, usually this runs as high as $150, but for the Dish Nation crew, it's only
$39. Oh, $39?
Yes.
Wow.
Go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up, Lady Gaga finally walked down the aisles, but it's not what you think. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey.
Now, I don't know what y'all did this weekend, but Lady Gaga showed up at a beach wedding.
Oh, really?
For herself?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of times, you know, celebrities will crash a wedding, but she actually was supposed to be there. This was for her best friend, makeup artist Sarah Tano, and she got married, and Gaga was a bridesmaid.
Oh, that's what's up.
I love it.
Me too.
Now, the worst thing that could possibly happen at a wedding with Lady Gaga added is she'll upstage you, but
still
to
shine.
She came through, she played it down a little bit, had some pink hair, and she posted pictures on social media at the reception joint and the rehearsal for the wedding and the whole nine. So you had Evan Ross, Ashley Simpson, they also attended the celebration, which included sunset views, and it was even fireworks.
Man, I don't need to know about nothing else besides the fact that Lady Gaga was there, okay? That makes the wedding right there.
See, that's the problem.
That's
the problem. It overshadows the fact that somebody is, like, having a holy
a special
union.
Day.
It does, but let me tell y'all something. When I see these mega stars, like when Rihanna was a bridesmaid for one of her friends, like, that makes me feel like they are human. Like, you literally took the time out of your busy, famous, special schedule to, like, be a bridesmaid for me. Like, that is so cool to me.
Okay, now, this is cool because you're watching somebody else's situation. Now, let's just say when you and Dennis tied a knot, if Beyonce just shows up and does, like, a twerk after your, after you say I do, and this completely steals the shine from you, like, saying I do, would you feel the same
care.
Way about
she
it?
She's gonna be so happy
I
herself.
I'm about to say, honestly,
she don't care.
I love Beyonce so much, she can have the first dance with Dennis, okay? That's how much I love Beyonce.
Yes, honey.
So come on
I
through, girl.
I could have told you, honey.
All right, y'all, when it comes to making an entrance, skydiving is pretty major, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, well, then that's how Caitlyn Jenner showed up on the UK version of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which is filmed in Australia. Caitlyn, who recently turned 70, reportedly earned £500,000 for doing the show, which is roughly $650,000.
Good Googling, Googling.
And it's not her first time at the rodeo, because back in 2003, when she was still Bruce, the former Olympic gold medalist placed fourth. on the U.S. version of the show.
I bet she had to sign all kind of paperwork, because, like, what if she had a heart attack up there or something?
And if she's done it before, then I'm sure she doesn't have a problem doing it again.
Hell no.
Not for $650,000. I'd jump out the plane for that. I mean, that's a nice bag.
That is a big bag for shows like this.
I like it on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
$1 million just to jump out the plane?
So, with them paying her $650,000, I don't even know about this show like that. Did they even have a budget to pay the rest of the people?
Oh, they're going to be eating Fire Festival food.
Yeah.
The whole time they're on the island. It's going to be like bread,
that good
cheese,
old Kanye breakfast.
A little fistful of lettuce.
Bologna and cheese, okay?
Hey. Is this a lot of money to Caitlyn? Because, you know, her family is rich. Her daughters are billionaires.
Almost over $500,000 is a lot of money to anybody. Oprah would probably still jump out of a plane for over $500,000.
Well, at least have Stedman do it.
All right, up next, did Harry Styles just shade one of his former bandmates on SNL?
Ooh!
Find out about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation,
yeah,
y'all!
Yeah.
All right, the shade is real, y'all, because Harry Styles made his Saturday Night Live debut as he hosted.
And,
wow. In his opening monologue, he talked about and reminisced a little bit about his old bandmates in One Direction, and he might have thrown a little bit of shade. You guys be the judge.
Okay.
Check this video out.
I was in a band called One Direction. How crazy would it be if they were here tonight? Well, they're not here. Wouldn't it be crazy if they were, though? They're not. I love those guys. They're my brothers. Niall, Liam, Louis. And Ringo.
I don't think it's shade at all. I think, you know, he named all the other members of the band. It was Zayn, he called him Ringo.
Right.
But I think you can do that to the one who had a huge hit afterwards. If anything, probably one of the Paul McCartney of the band. But you call him Ringo because the other guys haven't done as much.
Right. So Pillow Talk, that was a massive hit.
That was huge.
Massive.
But wouldn't have been great if those guys were there right then? They weren't. But wouldn't have been great if they were.
I kept waiting for it.
Oh, I know.
But then they didn't.
I mean, would have been great if they were here right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
One Direction!
No, they're not.
We should just go to break.
It's time to go. Wouldn't it be great, though, if they walked in right after?
Oh, my God!
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.